Now turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a podcast on Canberra's theme park. Now you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 16.
Welcome to Canberra's Park Podcast. In the next few minutes, I'll tell you a little about the park and the amazing things we have to offer. We like to think that Canberra's offers more than other theme parks. Like them, we have a variety of exciting rides for people of all ages, but Canberra's also places strong emphasis on the educational experience for its visitors. Not boring facts, but lots of interactive exhibits. Although it's mainly an outdoor experience, we do have some indoor activities if the weather gets too dreadful. The park's got a lovely, well-established feel, set in 80 acres of beautiful countryside, about 3 miles south of the tourist resort of Dulchester. The park was set up in 1997 by the Canberra family, but then taken over by new owners in 2004, who have maintained the original vision of the Canberras. It has lots of old trees, hundreds of flower beds, and a gorgeous lake. Canberras has over 45 different rides, exhibits, and arcades. All but one of these is free once you've paid your entrance fee. We charge a small fee for our newest ride to reduce the length of the queues. You don't pay anything for parking. A family ticket for a family of four works out at about £8 per person, which is amazing value. Full details of current prices are shown on our website, along with full details of rides, etc., and directions for getting to us. We also have a number of special offers. For example, if you live locally, why not join our Adventurers Club, which entitles you to 50% off ticket prices all year round, and a special lane for all rides and exhibits, which means you don't have to wait to get into any part of the park. See the offers tab on the website. We've recently added a number of new exhibits to the park, and we're particularly proud of our Future Farm Zone, which houses over 20 different species of animals, from chipmunks to dairy cows. The emphasis is on getting near to the animals. All of them can be petted, and you can buy food for feeding the animals. Many of our younger visitors say that this is the high point of their visit. And speaking of food, don't let the animals have all the fun. We have a total of 7 different catering outlets on the site. We're open 10 to 5:30 all year round, and cold drinks and snacks can be bought at any time during opening hours. And hot food is available most of the day in the Hungry Horse Cafe from 11 until 5. Just half an hour before closing time.
Now you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Now we want all our visitors to have an exciting time when they come to the park, but our first priority must be safety. Parents and guardians know their children's behaviour and capabilities, but here at the park we have set certain conditions for each of the rides to ensure that all visitors get the maximum enjoyment out of the experience and feel secure at all times. There are 4 major rides at the park, Our newest ride is the River Adventure, which is designed to reproduce the experience of whitewater rafting. No amount of protective clothing would make any difference, so only go on this ride if you're prepared to get wet. Children under 8 can go on this ride, but all under 16s must have an adult with them. Not all of our rides are designed for thrills and spills. Our Jungle Gym roller coaster is a gentler version of the classic Loop the Loop, specially created for whole family enjoyment, from the smallest children to elderly grandparents, suitable for all levels of disability and health conditions. Carriages have comfortable seating for up to 8 people with safety belts for each passenger, which must be worn at all times. Sit back and enjoy the scenery. One of the best established and most popular of Canberra's rides is the massive Swoop Slide. Whiz down the polished vertical slide, 9 metres in height, and scream to your heart's content. There are no age or height restrictions. Be careful, though. You must have on long trousers so you won't get any speed burns. And then there's the famous Zip Go-Kart Stadium, with 16 carts, 8 for single drivers and 8 for kids preferring to ride along with mum, dad or carer. Take part in high-speed races in our specially designed Formula One-style carts, but no bumping other carts, please. All riders must be above 1.2 metres because they have to be able to reach the pedals, even in the shared carts. Full details of all safety features are available on our website at www.canberspark.com. So come and make a day of it at Canberra's theme park.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.